Hey guys, welcome to episode 2, Planting Commonwealth, the podcast that myself, Nick, and my wife, Carrie, say hi, Carrie.
Hi, everybody.
Are doing as we journey towards planting Commonwealth in downtown San Diego. We are doing this weekly podcast just to give you snapshots of who we are, what we're learning, who we're becoming, and what God is doing in us in this community. So we'd love just to take, 15, 20 minutes today to kind of give you a little bit of vision and then tell you some stories of what God's up to. So we're really excited about what he's up to. But Carrie, why don't you go ahead and tell them about our rally cry?
All right. Well, there's a rally cry that we've kind of been using with our launch team over the past 8 months. And our launch team is just a group of individuals who feel that God's been leading them and calling them to be a part of the journey to bring this new church community to downtown San Diego. And as a little bit of a commercial in the midst of it, if you feel like as you're listening to this and reading and learning a bit more about Commonwealth, if you feel stirred to help plant Commonwealth, we'd love to meet you. So the best way I think to do that would be if you could just email us at hello@commonwealthsd.org. One more time, that's hello@commonwealthsd.org. We'd love to meet you if you live in San Diego and you're interested in helping us start this church. But enough of the commercial. Hello. So let me tell you a bit about this rally cry. The thing that we've been saying and even using as a hashtag, which is hopefully so much more than a hashtag, but is this cry, be the family, bless the city. And it's just a bit of vision. It's a bit of language that helps us remember who we are and what we're doing. It's a two-part statement that talks about identity as the family of God and mission or purpose as what we're supposed to be doing as the family of God. And often this is something that's really challenging for churches. It's challenging for individuals, but it's challenging for churches to know who we are, to invest in community, to be family. And often when we give ourselves to that as a church community, it becomes really difficult to remain outward. You know, you get investing your time in small groups and sharing meals together, but it's hard to stay open. It's hard to keep inviting new people into this family, and you get kind of sucked into community, and sometimes you lose that focus for the outward focus for the people that are not yet part of your family. But then on the flip side, it can become a challenge where if you as a church community are really passionate about missions, sometimes we can get so excited about the tasks that we're doing, so excited about reaching those who don't yet follow Jesus, that we forget to slow down and take time for each other and take time to be brothers and sisters as the family of God. And so for us, this is one little tagline, one piece of communication that hopefully helps us remember who we are, that we are God's family, but we're on mission to bless the city of San Diego. And so if we can just for a few minutes, I want to take that apart and show you kind of some of the passages that led us to this tagline, that led us to this piece of vision. And one of the first ones is, as you're looking at the idea of being the family, it comes from 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. This is probably a verse that you're familiar with. It's one of our kind of hallmark verses as Christians of what our identity is. But it says this, "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God." And it goes on to talk about what God does in us as his family. But this passage reminds us that we aren't just a collection of strangers gathered together in a building on a Sunday morning, but we've actually been called out as the family of God. All throughout the scriptures, one of the primary ways that God reveals himself to us is as Father. He talks about putting the fatherless in homes and creating family for those who are estranged and for those who are far away. And we just believe that part of this journey in following Christ is to be part of a family. It's to be in relationship with the Father, and in doing so, to be part of the family of God and to be one with him. And we just believe that Commonwealth, even as we were naming Commonwealth, that was one of the things that we hoped would sort of come through with the name of who we are, that the Commonwealth, that together all of us as humans have the opportunity to become children of God, to become part of his family, to have relationship with the Father through Jesus Christ. And as all of us kind of common people join together in relationship with God, we also get to share in the riches of what it means to be like an heir, a child of God. We get to inherit the riches of the kingdom. And so hopefully that that this name that we have for us as a church even communicates some of this idea that we're not just getting together on a Sunday to sing and read the Bible, although we will do those things. We're coming together to be the family. So that's the first part of the hashtag rally cry, whatever it is that you want to call it. The second part is then the outward piece, the missional piece, to bless the city, right? Because it's not enough for us to receive this amazing gift of being sons and daughters of the Father. But we also were created as a people. We were gathered together. We were given this amazing opportunity and identity for a purpose. God created each one of us with a purpose, and he created his family collectively for a purpose. And one of the most clear places that we can find that purpose is in the book of Genesis, chapter 12. You might be familiar with the story of Abram, but he's kind of the patriarch of the people of God. He's the one that that God chose and blessed and called out to be the father of the people of Israel, that ultimately kind of represented the people of God. It's his chosen people, kind of like First Peter was talking about. Now, as the church, we are those people, but it began with a guy named Abram, and God says to him in Genesis chapter 12, this is what he says. He says, "Abram, I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you. Whoever curses you, I will curse, and all the peoples on earth will be blessed through you." Again, it's this special identity that Abraham has, but he's been given it for a mission, and his mission is to be blessed so that he could be a blessing. This isn't unique to Commonwealth. This is at the very core DNA of what it means to be the people of God, that we are to be given just this amazing opportunity to be in relationship with the Father, and all the blessing that that entails is meant to be given out to all the peoples on the earth, that everyone in the earth should be blessed because we're blessed. And so at the core of our mission as Commonwealth is to be his family, but as we receive the glorious riches of what it means to be the family of God, that we would bless the city, that we would turn outward, that we would be people that make a difference in the lives of those who don't attend our church, who are not yet following Jesus, that the city would be different because we were there, that people that are struggling emotionally, physically, spiritually, whatever it is, would meet people who belong to the kingdom of God, and they would be blessed because we've been blessed. So this has kind of been just a simple way for us to articulate the idea that we want to go full speed ahead on identity and on family, but we also want to go full speed ahead as a people on mission, on being a blessing to those around us, on serving the city with all that we have. So that's a bit of a picture, I guess, of where that came from and what that means for us. Nick, is there anything you'd want to add to that idea?
Yeah, I mean, one of the big things, I think, is your identity can't be formed unless you're outward focused. At the core of being a follower of Jesus means you're doing the stuff Jesus did, and Jesus was constantly seeking and saving the lost. He was constantly out healing the sick, driving out demons. If you're not doing what Jesus did, you're missing part of your identity, because your identity is formed in not just being, but it's also in the doing. You can't follow someone, believe them, and do everything to become like them without doing what they did. So that's the one piece I'd say. Mission and identity and purpose can't be separated. And then the other thing that's been really helpful for me on that community and family piece is to think of kind of the pioneers. I know this sounds funny, but the covered wagons. All day they march forward, taking ground, but every night they sat around the campfire telling stories. And the church needs to kind of take this approach. I believe that we need to see ourselves as pioneers, as people who all day are taking ground in the kingdom, but we're not too busy to sit down around the fire at the end of the day and remember who we are, look at each other in the face, share stories, encourage one another, love one another, and share a meal. So the pioneer thing's been really, really helpful for me in kind of grasping what it means to be the family of God, and then remembering that you can't be without doing, that the two go together. Do you have anything else on that?
No, that's great.
Cool. So time for a story. And remember, we tell stories to build faith, to build expectancy, to kind of show you what's available, what God's up to. So we'll tell a story of Isabel. Is that good?
Yeah.
Isabel is a lady that Carrie and I met when we were out for a walk in our neighborhood. And we were walking and we saw this, I don't know, how old did you think she was?
Maybe 60s, early 70s.
Mid, late 60s, maybe 70s, walking her little dog. And she was noticeably in pain, so we just made the approach saying, excuse me, my name's Nick, this is my wife Carrie. We noticed that you were limping a little bit, and we'd love to pray for you. Which, to be perfectly honest, maybe isn't the best approach, but it's the approach we went with, kind of acknowledging her limp and her pain. Maybe not the best, but we did. And she was really kind. She said, oh, thank you for praying for me. Told us that she had a bad back and asked if we'd pray. So we began to pray for her, and we prayed our 30-second best prayer, just praying for her back, asking for it to be healed. And as we finished, with great expectation, we said, does it feel any better? And she kind of looked at us and said, I've had pain for a long time. It doesn't feel any different, but thank you so much for praying. And, we left the story at that, and we thought it was a good opportunity to step out, risk being someone who carries the kingdom everywhere we go. But she didn't seem like she got healed. So we kind of left it at that. A couple days later, we came home, and in the mail, this woman found out where we lived and sent us a card just thanking us for stopping and praying for her. And it obviously left an impact in her life and in her heart. And a week on beyond that, so two weeks from the time we prayed for her, she ran into one of our friends in a shop who also noticed that she looked like she might need prayer and stopped and began to pray for her. But before she prayed for her, she described Carrie and I and said that we stopped her in the neighborhood and asked her if we need prayer for her back. And she said since then she hasn't had any back pain, though she still has pain in her hips and other places that we didn't know about that we prayed for. So what seemed like a fail actually was a success in some way. She met people that were kind to her and loved her and prayed for her, and her back got better. So it's just a good to step out. We just want to encourage you guys to do that. God's up to some good things, and we're excited about it. Next week on the podcast, we are going to be telling more stories and also kind of looking at just through the lens of Commonwealth, the church plant, what it means to have good news of great joy for all mankind. So you want to be around for that. I promise it's not going to be a Christmas podcast, though this is the passage that you normally hear around Christmas. But we are looking forward to hearing from you guys. If you have any stories of what God's doing, or you're interested in the church plant or joining the launch team, please email us again at hello@commonwealthsd.org. Anything else, Care?
No, I think that's great.
All right, guys. We love you. Have a great week. And you'll hear from us next week. Hopefully we hear from you. Bye.
Bye.